This is Dr. Mejia again for the patient Isabella Guarnieri. Medical records 1489590, 3411-1998. Referring physician, Dr. Aparna Pillai, P-I-L-L-A-I. Procedure performed. Colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure, January 3rd, 2024, indications, history of ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, left side motor colitis, number 2, focal colitis and hepatic flexure, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph, deformation, cecum, terminal ileum, complication on immediate medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 7 minutes, operation was fair, pure paragraph, apoptosis, per colonoscopy template, pure terminal ileum, was examined, pure paragraph findings, and rectum. findings in the anorectum, sigmoid descending colon are very similar. There's erythema erosions and subepithelial hemorrhages throughout, some superficial ulcerations as well. This is contiguous throughout the mucosa period, consistent with moderate colitis here. Biopsies taken for rectum, rectosigmoid, sigmoid, and descending colon, pure paragraph. So the flexure transverse colon appear normal, pure paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there is a single area of erosions, biopsy taken, period. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure. Terminal ileum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, pathology reports. Number 2, continue oral mesalamine, period. If patient has been compliant with rectal mesalamine, she will need to be started on biologics, given the lack of response, period. If patient has not been compliant with her rectal mesalamine, we will restart rectal mesalamine and monitor clinically after that, period. Patient is to follow up in GLC 0 for 4 weeks, period, and of dictation.